Okay, yesterday we started learning about not to eat meat or chicken or wine during the 9 days, or as other people have the meaning, the week of Tisha B'Av itself. So even in the 9 days, there are different stages halachically. There's the whole 9 days, beginning from tonight, Rosh Chodesh. Then there's what the Gemara talks about, Shvur Shechol Beit Tisha B'Av, the actual week of Tisha B'Av. But this week could be Saturday night on until Tisha B'Av, which is Thursday. And then you have the next strictness in halacha is the seventh of Av. Halachically, Zayin Av is even stricter than the week of Tisha B'Av. And certain things that b'diavad you could be lenient in the week of Tisha B'Av, but from Zayin Av they say you should be more machmir. And then of course you have now Tisha B'Av. Now, if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, then you're allowed to eat meat at the Sudas Mitzvah. Now, what's the definition of a Sudas Mitzvah? You can't obviously have weddings. According to many opinions, if a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah that day, if a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah today, and you made a suda today, so that would be a called Sudas Mitzvah. They all also add to this, Siyam Shishlem Bavakama, but they also add to it that if a bar mitzvah party is not on the day of the bar mitzvah itself, but the boy says a Dvar Torah, that makes it into Sudas Mitzvah. So like Bris Milah, Pinyan HaBen, those things would all be considered Sudas Mitzvah. Or if somebody finishes a tractate of Gemara, Siyam of Gemara, and a Masechta, so then halachically, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine at that meal. In Chabad, the custom is that, not officially, but unofficially, the custom is that even when you make a siyum, we don't eat meat. Whether it applies to a bris, or those things, it's questionable. But our minig is that the Rebbe Rashab would make a siyum. In fact, the Rebbe wanted people to make siyumim every day of the 9 days because it's a kosher way of having simcha. You know, you want to have a lot of simcha, which is allowed during the time of the 9 days. So the Rebbe wanted people should try to make a siyum on a mesechta. But again, according to Allah, that's what they do in the camps, by the way. In the overnight camps, they can't feed the kids 9 days dairy. So they have counselors making a siyum, and then they count to make a siyum, and then they finish a mesechta, and then they're able to eat meat. Now the question is, what exactly does a siyum of a mesechta mean? So you can't just learn up a mesechta of Mishnayis. There are poskim that hold that if you learn the Bar Tanura and the Tosis Yom Tov properly and you thoroughly learn through the whole mesechta, you can count it. But just to take an English siddur and read Pirkei Avos, you can't. Even the mesechtas Ketanis, mesechta Sefin, Der Cheretz, is also mechlekes if that's really counted. Most poskim say it's not considered an actual good enough for a siyum. What?
We're talking about the kids just now. Do kids, do they have to wear clothes that was, when they wear laundry clothes?
We learned the other day, underwear you don't have to change.
No, but like the regular clothes.
Kids, they're more maker with kids with clothing because they get the clothes dirty anyway, so therefore they change. It's one of the ways you're allowed to wash clothing in the 9 days is kids' clothing because they get them dirty a lot. But even when you wash clothing that you're allowed to wash, then you can only put in what you must have. You can't say, okay, I'm making the load already, the washing machine is working by itself, or dump in all the, that you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to wash those clothes, kids' clothes, until the week of Tisha B'Av, what people need. Okay, next is like this. Cutting nails. So until this Shabbos, for sure, you're allowed to cut nails. Next week, if you're allowed to cut nails during the week of Tisha B'Av, so in Kitzur, he happens to be Machmir, but most Poskim are Mekel. He's Machmir like the Taz, but the Magen Avraham and others are Mekel, and therefore most people are lenient that even during the week of Tisha B'Av itself, you can cut your nails. If you don't have to, obviously, you're better not to. But if a woman has to go to the mikveh, or a moil has to get his, or a sheikhet, you know, this is, by the way, a very interesting concept, by the way. It says in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch that you hide the shechita knives for the week because the minigis don't eat meat. So what are you making shechita for? The brothers of very interesting shaila in contemporary halacha, so to speak. You have a fleishik restaurant. You have restaurants in the city, plenty of meat restaurants. Are they allowed to be open during the 9 days? Now, obviously, if they're going to be open, serve fish, there's no question that it's fine. You can learn it even if you're serving, if you're cooking in fleishik kalim, it doesn't matter. But now the question is like this. Is a fleishik restaurant allowed to serve meat during the 9 days? So there's always a whole controversy in the hashkocha world. You know, should they give hashkocha in a restaurant that does it? The consensus, which by the way makes the proper sense, is they could be open. Why? Because there's a lot of people that are borderline kosher. And if the fleishik restaurants won't be open to serve kosher meat, so what are they going to do? They're going to go to a trefir restaurant to eat meat, which is for sure biblically forbidden. And therefore, you don't know, number one, there's a lot of dinim, somebody who's sick, we learned, is allowed to eat meat during the 9 days. If they can't eat dairy and they're sick, they're allowed to eat preferably chicken, but halachically they can have meat. So, and even a store, a kosher market that sells meat, you're allowed to sell meat. Maybe the guy's buying it for Shabbos. Maybe they're buying it, you don't know. So you're allowed to be open. Children, it depends. If they're able to get away with it, in other words, eating dairy and fish and that stuff, they should. A lot of kids have allergies, believe it or not. More nowadays than ever before. I guess people just woke up about it. But a kid that is allergic to, let's say, dairy, or just refuses to eat dairy and things like that, so that then you can give him meat. Preferably chicken, better than meat because it's not real meat. And they write, better from Zayinov to be more machmir in that, if possible. And the week of Tisha, but depending on the age of the kid, I mean, you know.
So the age criteria?
Under six for sure. Over six, if the kid understands, you can understand, you're supposed to try to explain it to them. Simcha, because it's happiness. The Gemara says, "Ain't simcha ela babasa, ain't simcha ela b'yayin." Real simcha in food is with meat and wine. So it's because it's simcha. But first, I'll give you an example. God forbid, an oval who's sitting shiva. I know some Sephardic communities they have a minig that the oval in the middle of shiva doesn't eat meat. Okay, but in Ashkenazic halacha and custom, an oval is allowed to eat meat during shiva and drink wine. It's just from the time the person passes away until the funeral, and they're called onen, an onen cannot eat meat unless it's Shabbos. They can't eat meat or drink wine. But during shiva, but tisha b'av, I mean, again, in a certain respect, a public mourning is stricter than a private mourning, and in certain things, private mournings is mourning as in aveilut, not the morning is an afternoon.
The 7 days of morning of morning.
What?
The 7 days of morning of morning of cookie, meat and drink wine.
A novel? Yeah. Now, as far as a lot of Sephardic people don't, but Ashkenazim, all the Paschim in Ashkenazim, you could.
If Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, you fast on Friday?
Or? Tisha B'Av can never fall on a Friday.
If it did?
The only fast that could fall out on Friday, the day itself, is a Asar
B'Teves.
Yeah, then you fast until Kiddush.
This year.
But Tisha,
it's coming here.
What is coming here?
It's Asar B'Teves, Friday.
Next year, Pei Aleph.
This
one,
yeah.
We passed that one already.
Yeah,
this
Pei
year, Pei Aleph. I'm not thinking about the Asar B'Teves, Pei Aleph. I got jumped to get through first. First, I got to get through Tisha B'Av. Yeah, we won't have to fast at all. What?
If a mourner is not allowed to learn Torah because of Simcha, why is he allowed to have
a... It's a different level of Simcha. Different levels of Simcha. A novel could learn Torah. There's plenty of things that a novel is allowed to learn could keep him busy for a few lifetimes.
Or also the reverse. If we're not allowed to have meat and wine during 9 days, why are we allowed to learn Torah?
Because again, it's different categories of simcha. Tisha B'Av Yitaka can't. We mentioned already, in God forbid, if a person loses a parent, let's say, okay? So you have Shiva, you have Shloshim, and you have a year, okay? The only one you have a year for is, God forbid, if you lose a parent. Any other relative that somebody, God forbid, loses, it's only 30 days. Even if a parent, God forbid, loses a child, the mourning period is only 30 days. You lose a spouse, it's 30 days. That's it. The only one that you have 12 months is a parent. Now, by a parent, you have different stages. You have, okay, until the Levite, that's not counted. You have the week of Shiva, then you have Shloshim, and then you have the year. Okay? So extrapolating it, the 3 weeks is like the din of a year. No music, no weddings. I mean, a person can marry off his kids, but or get married himself. But, you know, I mean, that's basically like the 3 weeks. Then you have the 9 days is like Shloshim, to a certain extent. And then Tisha B'Av is like Shiva. So the 9 days is not as strict as Tisha B'Av. In fact, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, because we mentioned all the way at the beginning, the Gemara says that they broke through the wall Shivasa B'Tamos. And Zion of, the goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, that's why it's stricter. And Tisha B'Av in the afternoon is when they lit the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, they lit the building, and most of the building burned on the 10th. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it would be up to me, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. Not the 9th, because so Gemara says, why Taka did the Chum institute it on the 9th? Because the beginning of the fire was the strictest part.
Also, there's an opinion that says, I would have made both days faster, but we can't.
About Tisha B'Av?
About
Yom Kippur, somebody says that. It could be. I don't know. Maybe.
One of the 10
why did Rav Shach
huh?
Why did Rav Shach say,
because it's not enough of a reason to eat meat. Yeah. I mean, do we? I never saw anywhere clear either way. I don't know. I never made a bris I made a bris in Av, and I made a bris in Adar.
Nowadays people serve
to yeah, but the 9 days will dafka serve meat.
It doesn't have to be meat.
There are opinions in Allah that says should be meat by a bris, by the way. Nobody does it, but there are opinions in Allah that says should be meat. It's Suda's mitzvah. Huh? Svadim says shechion a bris. Yeah, because you have to say it. But the Sephardic community, all the Sephardic poskim, it's based on the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, that hold, they make Shechionu by a bris. The reason we don't is because it says Tzadi Yanuka, pain of the kid. So therefore, the Ashkenazim poskim hold, you don't make Shechionu. Similarly, in Shechon Aruch, you have in Hilchos Shechita, when the Shechet shechts, the first time he doesn't make a Shechionu. He makes a bracha al hashchita every time he shechs. But the first time he shechs, he doesn't make a shechion. So the mashal over there in the side of Shechon Aruch, if I remember correctly, says because it's the side of the animal. That's why you don't make a shechion on shoes. Why do you make shechion on shoes? Don't make shechion on garments.
Tefillin.
Huh? Well, there's a machlekes in Poskim, by the way, if you make a shechion the first time you wear tefillin. We don't, but there are Poskim that hold you do. Huh? What? It's in the bathroom. That was the old yeshiva joke. No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Slaughterhouse could be open during the 9 days if they need meat.
I said for Shabbos, for after the 9 days. But I'm saying there are bigger questions on a restaurant. Huh? No. No. In Shechina it says they make a shechianu. The boy, it's a teva meitev, a shechianu, the whole thing. I don't know. In our circles, we don't tell it. Some do, and even our circles, some do, some don't. There's no official Chabad custom. Huh? Yeah, one bracha teva meitev, a shechianu. Because today everybody drinks it. You don't even have good wine today, like the time of the Gemara. Okay. Anybody sing Kaddish?
No.
Okay.